back on what we're able to do, and if there's any way that we're able to help, I'd love to be able to get chat with you afterwards. But anyway, yes, my name's Chris Gordon. I am from the Trophies Awards at Gift Store. This is my own company here. And I supply an awful lot of awards over to the likes of Ireland. We've got the FAI, and we've got a whole host of different clients that we're really proud of. And I got it the most unusual thing. Has anybody here got an e-commerce retail site? You've got anything like that? No? Nobody ships abroad? I had an order from the US, and it was an order for about 60 AFACs. It was off to the diaspora over in the US, and they ordered it directly from my site, and they wanted to see whether I could send it over. It was 40 euros worth of goods. It was in a shoe-sized box, 2 kilograms. It was going to cost $260 to ship it. Huge, exorbitant amount of money to be able to send it across. We're trying to think that, surely to God, I wasn't the only person ever trying to ship something across the US. And I phoned up everybody I knew. I was involved in a couple of programs, TradeLink's programs. And I was trying to figure out how it is that we might be able to ship the items. And what we discovered was that there was no real way for anybody who was shipping items directly from person to person would be able to reduce that cost unless they had high volumes. So how do we go about that change? An awful lot of people told us that we had no way of solving it. And after counting an awful lot of people in the Irish Export Association, a whole host of other different groups, they said that they could reduce the cost of our pallet loads and our containers, but they weren't able to reduce the cost of these smaller items. So what we decided to do was we came together, and we decided that as a group, if I was able to sell 10 items, and somebody else was able to send 15 items, somebody else was able to send 30 items, they might be able to combine the costs of all of their volumes, and we pre-negotiated discounts with DHL Express Ireland. They were able to come on board and give us substantial discounts. And the beauty about it was, the model is so simple. It's a cooperative. Everybody pays 30 euro membership a year. We all avail of the fact that everybody else is exporting. And it works. So much so, in fact, that we're supported now by Enterprise Ireland, Intertrade Ireland, Irish Export Association, County Enterprise Boards, SFA, ISB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank, AIB, Love Irish Food, Crafts Council of Ireland, all of them. The reason is because it was small businesses who came together to solve this particular problem. Now, I don't want to be too particularly vague about it, but it just means that better together when we're shipping. Now, what it means for anybody who might be shipping here would be that if you walk into the likes of FedEx or UPS or DHL or any of those items, they'll give you a certain cost. And what you want to be able to do is to be able to reduce that cost, but you don't have the volume. But if you join the cooperative, it's not just you, it's the volumes of all of the other members. We're now into our second year, and we've been pretty successful having a good number of members that are now able to reduce the cost substantially. So substantially, in fact, that I can't actually disclose the percentage rate because it undermines DHL's core business, which is quite a nice thing to be able to say to anybody, although I would like to disclose that it is substantial. If anybody wants to get the discounts though, it's a very simple process. You send up for 30 euro a year on exportcoop.ie. We give you an Irish Export Cooperative number. You then go and contact DHL, the number of which we will give you, and you apply those rates onto your account, and you ship normally. So anytime you have an item that goes out, you phone up DHL, you say what price is it, and they'll tell you, and then you say I'm an Irish Cooperative Export member, and they give you an even better price. And it's not just this. Since we've set it up, we've got the support from a whole host of organisations, and the vast majority of people have gained benefit in this particular field. Now, I'm chatting to a whole host of other people, including yourself. We're talking about containers and other aspects. The same principle holds, but it's a well-served market. And funny enough, an awful lot of what we've been able to achieve now is our next step process. And we think that over the course of the next 2 years, anybody here has got an e-commerce site, or you have access to the likes of Visa, or you've got MasterCard, or you're selling directly online, the cost of those as well is quite high. And there's always a barrier. But what we're trying to say is by reducing those barriers, we're actually able to sell more. So over the next 2 years, what we intend to do is not just make sure that we're able to expand, not just